Okay, so, agenda. We're here in the agenda bash and recruitment of volunteers. We're going to go over the status of a few documents, and then we're hopping into the event rate control, the info packages, and the history info and target URI. If anyone has any comments on these, let us know. I'm sorry, on what we're going to be talking about, not the actual information itself. Okay, then quick summary of where we are in the charter. So I've taken the liberty of marking the milestones that we've missed with a red X and the ones that we've hit with a green check. As you can see, we're running a little later than we want to. We will be discussing the request URI parameters today, the history info draft. The info package framework's also on the agenda. We actually had the 199 document go. We pub-recked this, but there are some AD review comments that we need to address before it actually goes into IETF last call. So this is something we do need to take to the list and make sure we can address all these issues in a way that allows us to get it into the IESG. The location conveyance information, unfortunately, James Polk could not make it here this time around, but in an exchange with him, he said he has a number of comments that he intends to integrate with the current draft and should be dropping one real soon now. I hope to see that within the next couple of weeks after this IETF. The invite transaction handling correction. There are actually two documents that apply to this. There's the one that we've been working on as a working group item, which we had a new version of that back in September. There has not been any mailing list discussion on that. And so we may be ready to working group last call it. Do you want to say anything on that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was talking to the authors, and in their opinion, it's ready for working group last call. So if we don't hear otherwise, we will start in one shortly, actually. It is the inf fix draft.
Right. And there was the only thing that's really changed since the last version is that there were, luckily the person who took authorship of this has also been doing implementation of it, and he discovered that there were some issues interacting with legacy 2543 implementations that actually made things much worse under this model. So he made some fixes to the mechanisms so that it would work smoothly with 2543 implementations, and everything else, as far as I understand, is the same. We also have another draft that addresses some of the re-invite issues that's not yet a working group item. Do you want to talk to that a second?
Yeah. Well, this draft actually was a spin-off of the offer-answer model draft, but at the end of the day, it ended up basically talking about re-invite transactions. And actually, the offer-answer draft is referencing the re-invite draft for basically the solution. And this morning we had, or yesterday evening, we had a few discussions, a few emails on the mailing list talking about this draft, so we will basically be asking the working group for adoption on list shortly as well.
Okay. The example security, are you standing up to talk, Robert? Okay. The example security flows document, it still needs review. If you remember from Stockholm, I actually was trying to get people to notice this and review it. Apparently, stupid PowerPoint tricks don't work as encouragement. I don't want to have to use them as punishment, but, you know, we show up in Anaheim, if no one's looked at this, there may be animation. So it would be great if people were to look at this. Ben has posted a fairly extensive list of comments on the list that it would be nice if people were to look at and give their opinions on the points that were made. I have to ping one of the other dedicated reviewers to try to get a review out of him. He was going to have someone look at it from his team. But this is a relatively important thing that we do want to get in front of the IESG for publication, because this is a very tricky thing to get right, and having the examples out there I think would be invaluable for implementers. Another green check mark. So the conditional notification e-tags document, we actually have this. We made all the way in front of the IESG. They have some changes that they want to see made. I'm trying to remember. Right. Okay. So, and we are probably going to be looking for a new author to take those comments and integrate them into the document. If anyone has any particular interest in addressing the IESG's comments on this, please come talk to the chairs after the meeting or send us an email. the SIP events throttling mechanism, there has been virtually no mailing list discussion on this. There was some functionality that we've added to meet some of the GeoPriv requirements. They're intending to use this for part of their solution, and we're going to be talking through those changes today. The Keep Alive mechanism, there hasn't been any mailing list traffic except for one comment posted by the author that has seen no responses, so I would encourage everyone to go look for this message. It's basically pointing out that some of the information, I mean, the decision that we took in Stockholm isn't necessarily implementable, so we need to come up with a different way to do what we decided. Please go find this and respond to it. The error corrections and clarifications 3265, there has been almost no mailing list traffic on it. This is partially my fault. I, as author, should be driving this, and I have had a very busy past 4 months. I do intend to take the open issues that are associated with this draft and put them on the list to solicit comments on them one by one. And finally, the present scaling requirements, we actually put this in front of the IISG. And it currently has a discuss on it, but it's largely predicated on clearing up some of the security issues associated with the interdomain scaling document that's in SIMPLE right now. So there's a good chance that this might clear without our having to do anything about it, or we might have to make some changes depending upon how the interdomain scaling analysis security issues are resolved. Finally, some related work. Back in Stockholm, we decided that we were going to take the documents that were associated with the essential corrections process at that time and progress them individually. However, the IPv6 ABNF fix that was going to be part of the existing batch of essential corrections wasn't adopted by the working group at that point. At the same time, it was basically done in SIP. We spoke to Keith, the SIP chair, and he was of the opinion that this was basically ready to go. So rather than going through the entire process of adopting it in the SIP core and then doing this as a working group item, what we've decided to do is we're going to work with Robert Sparks to have this as an AD-sponsored draft. And Keith has agreed to shepherd this. So this is going to be going to the IISG outside of SIP core, but because it's relevant to the SIP change process, I wanted to make sure that everyone in here was aware of what we were doing. Okay, and now...